Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. I'm Ari Shaffir, your host. This is a bonus episode. If you guys listen to this, if this is not your first time listening to this, I normally do tackle some subject and I talk to somebody, usually comedians, about whatever subject that is. And then obviously we meander off and we ended up talking about all sorts of degenerate, horrible things, usually about sex or prison rapists or, I don't know, all sorts of things. But this was a bonus, like a little section for part of it where it's all just a meander. So I'm not going to give it an official title, but my friend, my guest is a comedian, Al Jackson from New York. He was on the episode where we talked about black people. So, and then we did this whole extra long thing that was just side, you know, commentary. So we said, I said, fuck it, let's include it. Let's play it. And I split it up because I thought maybe it'd be more publicity for Al. Anyway, so this is what that is. We just talked about a bunch of shit, about comedy a little bit, about lots of stuff. Let me give some dates real quick. August 16th, 17th, and 18th, that's today, I'm in Empire Comedy Club in Las Vegas. Then my storyteller show, This Is Not Happening, presents my next storyteller show. It's all celebrity stories. It is this August 21st at Los Angeles at the Improv. It's a $5 show, and I give all that money to Planned Parenthood. And here's who's on the lineup. Bert Kreischer, Neil Brennan from the Champs podcast, Steven Glickman from – he's a comedian. He's on a Nickelodeon show now, but he's got a great story about meeting Snoop Dogg. And Joey Diaz. Am I forgetting anybody? That's four. Yeah, I still have to get my fifth. Everybody's out of town. But I'll find somebody for a fifth. It's going to be a great story. All the stories – it's going to be a great show. All the stories are – we're just doing all celebrity stories. Things we've come into contact with celebrities. So it's that lineup, and it's $5. It's 8 o'clock at the Los Angeles Improv. You can get tickets on my website, arithegreat.com. And then let me just give you some other dates real quick. I'll just run them down. This is in September, starting with the second week of September. Cap City Comedy Club, I'm there. Then Toronto for the Just for Last 42 Festival, 24 Festival, whatever they're calling it. Then Crackers Comedy Club in Indianapolis. Then the first week of October, I'm in Corpus Christi. Corpus Christi? That's crazy. I heard it was a fun club there. Week after that, we don't know. Possibly Governors in Levittown. We'll have to see. Then I'm at the DC Improv, the October 19th weekend. Then Helium in Portland, October 26th weekend. And Yuck Yucks in Calgary, November 2nd weekend. All right, that's enough of those. Go to arithegreat.com for all the dates. If I mention one of your cities, then go there. Go to tour and find everything. Also, go to arithegreat.com, arithegreat.com. I shouldn't mumble my... I'm super stoned right now, obviously. For all my tour dates and t-shirts and grinders, and also visit my sponsors. You can go to amazon.com if you shop at amazon.com, everybody, which you should be doing in the last few months where they don't pay taxes in California. That's right, tax-free shit. Listen to the Jew. If you use Amazon, before you use Amazon, please, if to support this podcast, please go to my website first, arithegreat.com or arishafir.com. Either one goes to the same spot. And click on the Amazon link, and then that takes you to Amazon and do your regular shopping as is. It's not a scam in order to break into your password or anything. They just code it so that they know it's you went through my website, and then they give me like 5 or 6% cash back. Well, it's not cash, it's a check, I guess. But like, they give me a bunch of money. So if you buy something for $100, that's like giving me $5, and you don't have to pay more for it. It comes out of Amazon's money. Fuck them. So please do that to support the show. Also, you can go to, if you, another way is go to gamefly.com. If you like video games, as I do, I'm addicted, so I can't play as much as I'd like to. There's that Portal game right there. Fuck, I'm going to Vegas tomorrow. I still got to do this podcast. I wanted to just fucking veg out and watch Breaking Bad. Ugh, but I had to do this. I'm driving to Vegas tomorrow. All right. So if you go to Gamefly, if you can play video games and have a less responsibility than I do, go to gamefly.com/Ari and get a free 2-week trial then you can cancel after that, or you can keep it going. If you play video games, absolutely keep it going, because it's like a Netflix for video games. You just get to try shit out, play it for a while, and you get sick of it, send it back. Then they send the next one on your list. It works really well if you don't want to pay for games forever, because you can never sell them back for shit. Honestly, it's like $5 they give you. And it's like 3 months out of date. And they're like, yeah, we'll pay you $5. We'll sell it for $25. That's how we make money. Ugh. Anyway, Gamefly is way better than that system. Unless you're going to like have... If you're getting a game like signed by somebody, like a creator of the game or something, that'd be cool. But other than that, it's like, what are you going to do with your Madden 06? What are you going to do with it now? What are you going to do with it? Anyway... Gamefly.com/Ari. Either way, whether or not you like it, get the 2-week free trial. If you get that, then they give me a gram of weed. It's an exact amount in a California gram of weed. So please help me and keep supporting the podcast intros like this. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Al Jackson. Follow him on Twitter at AlJacksonComedy. No. Hold on. Man, I went to his page. I just paused for like 12 minutes. I went to his page, and it won't load up. I don't know if it's my browser or not, but it will absolutely not load up his page, or if his server just crashed. AlJacksonLive.com. Man, that's not going for shit. Anyway, go to AlJacksonLive.com if you can access it, or Al Jackson Comedy on the Twitter. And follow me on Twitter, too, at Ari Shaffir. All right, you guys, thank you very much for tuning in. Please subscribe on Twitter. Oh, God, I'm so high. Please subscribe on Stitcher and on iTunes, and go to my website. There's always bonus features, except for in bonus podcasts. There's always stuff on there. All right, bye. Enjoy the episode, you guys. Al Jackson, we're here. You gotta finish that?
Yo, no.
Send this text out.
Fuck the text.
You're like halfway through a text. It's gonna bother you the whole time.
You just jumped right into it. I didn't know what the fuck could happen.
I thought you were done. Finish your text.
It's all right. I was gonna interview. I went to the association last night.
What is it?
It's a bar downtown.
Okay.
I figure it's a bar is a bar, but this is like, it was like a gourmet style. Not gourmet style, something. They were all mixologists, I guess. It's a bunch of dudes, and they were like, you could tell these guys took a lot of pride in their drinks. Like, I'm texting them when a bartender's going to want to interview him about like how he fucking got into it. It's like, it's a really cool experience.
Like, they're good at what they do.
Yeah, and it's like not pretentious at all. It's like, come as you are. It's no kind of, it's not like a real fancy menu, but it's like if you were a bartender, they were like, you go to Ari if he specializes in this kind of drink, and like, you just like,
oh, really?
whatever you're thinking of that night, like, you like a chef kind of makes something off menu.
But they have different bartenders for different types of things.
Yeah,
like, this guy's the rum guy.
Yeah, and he just like, he comes up with crazy. You just kind of tell him like, I want something with Jameson in it, and yeah, and they hook it up. So yeah, so it's dope. So I'm trying to interview him.
Nice.
So
what are you trying to interview him for? You have a podcast?
No, I'm gonna start doing something. Like, I still enjoy just bars and like bar culture and like going to good bars. And
yeah, you're a boozer, huh?
Yeah, I like to drink, but not like to. I mean, I do get hammered for sure.
That's what happens when
you drink. I kind of like to find cool bars, like, across the country when I travel. Like, I find like a cool little out of the way bar. And just kind of, want to talk to the bartenders and just kind of see what's going on.
Is that what you do? You talk to bartenders?
Yeah.
You strike up conversation?
Sometimes.
God, that's weird.
Is that weird?
I mean, I'd love to be able to do it.
Yeah.
It seems like it did in the movies and stuff, and TV shows all the time.
Well, I mean, I was introduced to this bartender by a friend because she used to work there. But, you know, I mean, sometimes, like, if I'm in, like, a cool place and I've been there, it's, like, maybe my third time being in that city and being in that place, like, you know, you might recognize the same person, be like, hey, would you mind talking about what the theme is behind this bar, what the concept is? There's some fucking cool-ass bars around the country.
Yeah. There's some douchey bars, too.
Yeah, that's why you avoid those.
Yeah. Why do we always get dragged to the douchey bars, though? Why do those become more popular?
Well, I think what happens is you don't get dragged. I feel like the douche bars kind of come after you. Because I don't know if you've ever had a bar that you used to frequent, and then you kind of see the...
The change?
The change.
Yeah.
Like, you look and you're like, what the fuck are those three dudes doing in here? Not like not somebody's not welcome, but like just three dudes being rowdy or something. You're like, this isn't that kind of bar. And then next thing you know, they're playing dubstep on Friday night, and you can kind of tell the bar is kind of, you're like, hey, this is fucking change. So it's like sometimes I feel like just as you get older, you know, I I'm 35. I just notice my bar is like I'm moving. My bars change.
I like some
4 or 5
cool
years.
Rock and roll on a jukebox. Yeah. Maybe a jukebox you can actually choose with some cool stuff in there.
Right.
But like not too loud. So we sit here and talk and booze and you know, talk with people.
Right. And I think that's the dividing line between bars is like, is this a bar you want your patrons to talk in or a bar that you want people to dance in? Because like the louder the music gets, like some, if you ever walked into a bar and you're just like, it's very loud in here.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it this loud in this bar? You know? And that's because that's a hookup bar. That's where people are going to kind of grind and dance. And
but even
listen
ones that don't have dancing.
Yeah.
It's still just so loud that you can't hear a fucking word. It's just like it'll be Kiss playing, but like super loud.
Yeah, super.
So you have to like talk in people's ears.
Yeah.
When did the music become more important? It's not even live. If it's live, I get it.
Yeah.
It's about the music, but it's just fucking something on play.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that there's got to be some kind of theory in terms of like what you're trying to push. Like if you're like, if this is a Jack bar, like we want to move a lot of Jack and shots and Jamie and Jaeger, I'm sure like loud Kiss and loud shit like that goes. If you want to sell like maybe like not higher end drinks, but you know, Hennessy and all that shit, you play hip hop and shit like that. Like whatever you want to do, I feel like you're going to, whatever you play, that's going to attract that crowd and certain crowds are going to drink certain shit, you know?
Fuck. I hate those douche bars though.
Yeah.
It's like almost all of them.
Yeah.
Whenever maybe it's the people I was friends with too, but I'm always like, why are we going here?
Yeah.
Are there no other options?
Have you noticed, like, with your friends that, like, have you noticed with certain people that you were cool with that you kind of lose them in terms of
what they get into?
Yeah, what they get into. And you're like, we used to really hang out. And then you're like, you still hang out here?
Oh, right.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, no.
And they probably look at you like, man, you changed.
Yeah. And you're just like, I don't want to be here. Like, I don't know. Do you ever feel old now when you're out?
As age goes, a little bit.
I feel old when I'm out.
It's just starting to hit me, too, where it's like, I'll go to a place. I'm like, oh, this seems fun. And I'm like, oh. I'm considerably older than everyone.
Exactly.
And I'm the guy that I used to look at.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing here, bro?
Yeah. It's exactly what it is, dude. And you never want to be that dude, especially when you're conscious of it. I've seen that dude.
Yeah.
But he's completely unconscious of it.
Those guys are great.
And they're just like, yeah, Ron. They kind of look at themselves as like, oh, I'm the mayor in here.
Uh-huh.
I show people how to. It's like, yo, you're talking to somebody that's 11 years younger than you, dog.
A 55-year-old at a rave.
Yeah.
There's always that one dude, just one, every once in a while.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, he's loving it, taking his shirt off.
Yeah. Yeah, and like the first time you see that guy, like when you're 22, you're like, hey, that's Pat. He really parties. And then like when you're older, you're like, oh, my God, that man was severely and openly depressed. That was
you're coming to yourself,
a sad man.
You've made no friends in the last 25 years.
Yo, speaking of that, dude, have you ever played that improv in Louisville?
No.
It's
good.
Yeah, it's all right. And there's a bar directly. It's in like one of those mall complexes. There's a bar directly across the way from it, and I was in there, and it was like a young kid's bar, and I look on there's a guy pouring shots in people's mouths, like, you know, like Cancun style. It was fucking Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell. He's like a
really
like a 60-year-old man.
Yeah, he's
pouring
still does.
Shots.
He gets around. He hangs out here sometimes, and you're like, you seem like you're trying a little hard.
Yeah,
to be young, Mr. Belding. That's right.
Yeah, he's just he works there. Like he's like a dude.
Really?
Yeah, he's like you can go there every day. He's just there. Like
he lives there.
Like I think he lives. Oh, he must live in Louisville, or he did as of a year ago.
Yeah, if somebody's like, oh, we're doing shots in your mouth, I'd be like, please get away from me.
Yeah.
I have no interest in that.
Yeah. First of all, what kind of liquor would that be that you're pouring it in everybody's fucking mouth?
That's college shit.
Yeah.
When you're like, I want to get drunk.
Yeah.
And you have no idea, like, hey, how about just enjoy what you have? Just like this delicious beer and I'll enjoy a nice buzz.
Yeah.
Get loosened up.
Yeah.
But I don't have to get obliterated to where I'm barfing and going back to the bar afterwards.
What do you think that is with college culture where, like,
they don't know any better.
Because I feel like that's not like that in other countries. I don't think that they...
Well, we have a hard drinking age at 21.
You're right.
And college is like your first time where you can like
openly
drink. Yeah, just fake IDs or bars that don't care. Or dorms.
Right.
And so now it's like we don't have responsibility yet, but we have this like, we can do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you party at all in high school? Like, did you steal from your parents' liquor cabinets?
Dude, I didn't drink till I was 21.
Really?
Yeah, I used to play basketball. So, fuck, I mean, I sucked, but I was serious about it. So which is, like, the weirdest. Dude, my first drink was on my 21st birthday.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Wow. I got really, really, really fucked up. And then I didn't drink again for, like, a year. And then I drank every day since then.
I got drunk in Israel for the first time on my 18th birthday.
Uh-huh.
I did, like, 8 tequila slammers. I remember that being like, do you have tequila slammers? They don't really have them here.
I don't think so, but I kind
of... It was just Sprite and tequila and like one of those long shot glasses.
Oh, shit,
and
yeah.
You just slam it down with your hand on top of it and then just shoot it. And it would taste sweet enough that you could just shoot the tequila.
Yeah.
So you could do a lot more of it.
Oh, tequila and Sprite. Yeah. It's like, how can I make sure I have a stomachache tomorrow?
It was all right.
Can you put some milk in this, please? Just to-
some curdled milk.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was so bad, but you didn't know how to stop. I didn't know how to stop.
Yeah.
I don't have to slow down. Like, shots. I see Sebastian now. Yeah. He'll have, like, a glass of, like, scotch on the rocks.
Yeah.
Sipping it like a man. And yeah. It's like, fuck, you're like a man.
Yeah, that's a man's drink. That's yeah. Grown man shit. Like, you shouldn't be. And now, granted, I did some last night, but shots should be very few.
Drunk last night. I passed by.
Oh, my drunk. God. I was super drunk last night.
It was nice to see you, but yeah. Like, you're like, hey, this is... Let's do that thing. I was like, all right, man, I'll talk to you.
Yeah, yeah, you were looking at me like, please get away from me.
My tolerance for drunks has gone way down.
Yeah, no, I understand.
You were even okay, but you had the look of someone who would not be okay.
Well, yeah, I had gone to a bar. I went to my agent's barbecue, or I had like a housewarming thing, and they were fucking on it, dude.
Really?
Yeah, son. They were on it, man. So,
you got day drunk? No.
Late afternoon. Early evening drunk. That nice. Weird, like, where you're drunk at, like, 6. And then you're like, this is bad.
Yeah.
And then it kind of ended. I wouldn't say it ended abruptly, but I think the guy whose house it was, I think his wife did the, all right, that's enough of this.
Really?
Yeah. You ever notice, like, when a party just, like, a couple leaves, and then the guy comes back and, like, fucks around for 3 minutes and goes, all right, guys, we're going to wrap it up. He just got yelled at in the other room, you know. Oh. And I think the wife was just kind of like, that's it. We've had fun, but. Yeah,
that's one of the worst. That should be just a commercial for anti-marriage. Just saying things like that, seeing a cool fun party and then a guy leave. You just hear
it the happens. Other room,
like, hey guys, we'll probably just wrap it up. It's 8 o'clock now.
It's a weird thing. You got to have a wifey that understands, because I see a lot of comics and I know guys. They're like, they'll get a girlfriend that's not a comedy girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you have to have a girl that fucking understands, homie.
Yeah.
You know, and they go get these squares, and it's fine, but then she's like, why do you have to go to an open mic on a Tuesday? It's like, I have to.
I lost my relationship with my uncle over this.
Really?
He came to visit with his family, who we got later after I grew up, you know? Uh-huh. I knew them and I liked them, but I don't really know them.
Right.
Know? But yeah, he came to visit, and he was like, this was before, he didn't have a cell phone. This was 12 years ago. And he would leave me a message during a day at my house.
Right.
I'd call him back at his hotel, and he'd be gone at Disneyland or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, let's hang out. You know, let's have dinner at night. I was like, well, let's have lunch, because I can't really do dinner. I mean, I'm working at this comedy store 4 nights a week.
Right.
And I got to go do spots other places.
Right.
Got to be there by 7:30 to sign up by 8.
Yeah.
And then he was like, you snuffed me, or whatever the term is.
You know?
And I was like, no, I didn't. I've committed my life to this. I can hang out daytime. That's all I got for anybody.
Yeah.
Fucking nobody gets it. Girlfriends don't understand at all.
Wow. And you never talked to him since?
No, we eventually did, but he like hated me for a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucking a real thing.
Yeah. But it was like, I can't explain to, you just can't explain to people. Like, I've got to do this like every night. I had a girlfriend once, my first girlfriend during comedy, and she was like, how about we compromise, and I go with you to the open mic, and then we leave from there. And I was like, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, that's up. And yeah, you were able to maintain that for a while?
Yeah, I can just do this. But she understood, like, okay, you got to do this, but do you have to hang out all night? I'm like, no, that's just fluff on top of the spot.
Right.
I can skip those a couple times a week, just the hangout parts.
And you're still with that girl?
No.
Okay.
No, that was a long time ago.
All right. Are you a... Love him and leave him, or you're like a long-term commitment? You seem like a commitment dude.
No, I used to have girlfriends. Now I'm just sort of done with monogamy. I'd rather just hang out with people I feel like hanging out with.
Yeah.
And, you know, having whatever relationship I have with people, and then just when I'm not with you, why are you even talking about it?
Do you think, like, you're part of the first generation of Like, I don't, how old are you? Feel my man?
38.
Yeah. Of like men that like are are going to be bachelors for a while, and it's not looked weird upon. I feel like it was like 19, if this is 1970, people are like, is your son gay?
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas like now, it's like, no, nah, most of my friends didn't get married. They're already like, it's weird, man.
A lot of it's because you're in entertainment or comedy where there's more, I think there's more people that way who do it.
Yeah. Well, I've seen a lot of my friends that aren't in comedy meet, get married, and get divorced. So it's like kind of weird to see like the entire life cycle of a relationship.
That's the thing. I saw enough of those people who looked down on me and said, you just haven't found the right girl. Well, I'm like, can you be more demeaning?
Yeah.
You have no idea. What does that mean? I've never experienced love. I don't know what it is, and you do.
Yeah.
Because you're so much. And then like when they get divorced, I'm like, no apologies coming. Nope. No moment of like, hey, by the way, when I used to shit on you for not ever having met the right girl, I'm sorry, that was really demeaning. Yeah. I thought I had, and then we hate each other now. So, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Nobody ever did that.
It's just, and until they figure out a way, I think, and this is weird coming from a married dude, but until they figure out a way to make ending a marriage not the worst thing ever in life. Like, I mean, really, I mean, as it stands now, if you're a dude and you get divorced when you're fucking 45 and some broad who can work, you know what I'm saying? Does work or makes as much money as you, they can still manipulate the laws where guys have to pay a lot of money. Like, dude, it's a financial
alimony.
Like,
that's a weird thing.
It's a crazy fucking thing. Like, everybody can work and we're all healthy, intelligent beings.
Are you an adult?
Yeah.
Are you? Do you have Down syndrome and you can't take care of yourself?
Dudes.
Wait, if we're supposed to be equal, which everyone says we are, women are just as funny as men, is what they say, all these other things.
Right.
So wait, so because we were together for 7 years and now we're not, how about I just go, you just go? If we pay for this house together, we'll just sell it and split up the money, and then I'll see you later. I don't understand.
It's crazy. We just stopped. It's like, it's literally, I think it's like laws in the books from 50 years ago. And dudes, I know guys that like they get divorced and women get their shit, like take over their business that they had. Like I have a friend
that they started.
Yeah.
My friend did that, who owned a record store, cool record store in Venice.
Yeah.
And then his wife owns it now. And it was called like, it wasn't Aaron's Brothers. It was something, like it was after his last name was the name of the store.
Yeah.
It's hers.
Yeah, and it's just, you're just done. And if you ask for a prenup, come on, dude.
It's almost like you have to. The only reason you wouldn't is because of heirs. You don't want to put on heirs of like, you don't want to say these things.
Yeah.
But like, the laws are so miswritten that you like have to.
You have to protect yourself, man.
And you want to, this is what you got to say. It's like, no, I don't think we'll break up. But like, honestly, legitimately, look at all these people who have broken up and had horrible, they didn't think it would happen to them.
Right.
We should just do this.
Right.
We should just do this.
And wouldn't you be more worried if the woman that you were proposing this to refused?
Yeah, of course.
I would hope that I would be marrying somebody logical, like, hey, I understand. You know, we want this to work, but if it doesn't, we want to both be covered on the back end.
Yeah. And guys will say, don't worry, I'll take care of the girl. But really, my feeling is, why? Why would you give them a single penny?
Healthy adults, homie.
I only understand if it's something like you and I are married, and I asked you to stop your career to raise children. And then I leave you. And now it's like, well, you should have been a senior partner of your law firm, but now you don't have any experience.
Right.
You're taking the last 10 years off. You can't even get a job, really, at that what you do. Like, there, it's fine. We're both still just working. I built this business before I met you. Now you married me. Now you get some of it.
It makes zero sense. And that's the only thing that women never get outraged on.
They
get outraged about everything else, but like, I would like to see a woman. I would really respect a woman's like, hey, these divorce laws are not fair. They're not commensurate with the times we're living in. It's like you're talking about real hardworking dudes, and for somebody to come in, I'm not saying this is all women, but you know, divorces are bitter. They're ugly.
Yeah,
and like you get some lawyer, because I think there are a lot of women that are like, hey, I just want what's fair, blah blah blah, and you get a divorce lawyer, and that's they get more money than more the money they get from this guy. So they're like, oh, if you want to be cool about it, fine, but he's going to be banging a 19-year-old, and you're not going to have a dime to.
That's your bed that you shared with him.
Exactly.
Take it back.
Exactly. Yeah, he's got his pre-planned speech for each kind of woman.
And then it seems like the women I know have gotten divorced and gotten that stuff, because I didn't really attack a woman for doing that. I've just sort of understood that that's what's happened.
Right.
Like when I was little, I was like, oh, I guess you got money. They always feel like it's. No, it's the right thing.
Right.
What they did was right. I've met people, like I said, at the comedy store in the patio, where they just don't do anything. They're rich and drunk, And you're like, wait, how do you? Oh, and then it comes out like I used to be married to this really, really rich guy, son of a casino owner or something.
Isn't that fucking crazy that people just, for the rest of their lives, really, there's a lot of people that just wander around just rich.
Just living off a relationship they had.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm done with all that stuff.
Yes.
But that's not even the fear. It was just like, you and I are friends, but like when we see each other.
Yeah.
So it's like, you shouldn't care what I do when you're back in New York.
Yeah. It doesn't, it doesn't matter. It means nothing.
How long have you been married?
Going on 5 years, homie.
Jeez.
Son. So I can, it's real.
Yeah.
Marriage is fucking real, homie.
Is there any, like, how were you raised in terms of, like, divorce? Like, how allowed is that?
I mean, my parents got divorced probably when I was, like, 7.
Yeah.
So, like, I have very few memories of my parents together. And, I mean, I was one of those guys, I was, like, I was never going to get married and never really, I had one or two, like, semi-serious girlfriends, but I was fucking cheating the entire time, you know? So, what are you going to do?
And the acting, when you were cheating, were you ever, like, indignant about people who cheat?
No, I just
like when you saw movies and stuff, you're a bad person.
Yeah, like this fucking, how dare they show this? No, it's just like I was one of those dudes, and I guess this is not a flattering statement to say about yourself, but I never like I was just like I knew in college like, well, this isn't gonna be my wife.
Oh right.
This chick or like, or, you know, even right out of college or you know your mid 20s, like you meet a chick at a bar, like she knows what's up. Like, let's not have this charade of, like, we're going to fucking, you know.
You have the common courtesy to say, you're an adult. Yeah. You get this. I don't know your last name.
Yeah.
So.
We fucked 4 times, and then you met a guy, and then you went away, and I hit the road and went somewhere. We had a perfect relationship.
Yeah.
It was perfect. No kids came out of it. We had a great time. Nothing but laughs. Got a little bit of drunk.
Yeah.
And you live your life.
That's what I tell people on the road. It's like if sometimes you hit it off with somebody and not just like, oh, we're going to fuck, but like you actually like enjoy spending time with them.
Yeah.
And then like you spend a day and a half with them or something, you know, and then they're like, oh, I don't know if we should have sex. And you're like, look, I'm gone either way.
Yeah.
We're never going to see each other.
Yeah.
Like,
so you don't have to play your pussy games.
Yeah. But it's like, this is how this story should end.
Yeah.
We really like each other. Let's fuck.
Yeah.
Either way, we're not talking ever again.
Let me reiterate.
But yeah, it's like, yeah, that's how it should go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to play the pussy game. Yeah, exactly what
it
is.
Yeah, like you're like a good girl.
Holding out.
It doesn't, because that doesn't make you necessarily a good girl because you didn't fuck somebody you wanted to fuck. Like, that just means that we could have had a great time and you denied it for some.
And then I hear this sometimes, like, you're going to fuck me and I don't get anything, or you're not even going to take me to dinner or movie, or you're not even gonna, you have to do this for me. It's like, what are you talking about? We fuck, you and I do that together. Nobody owes anything.
Yeah,
you don't owe me any money and I don't owe you any money. What are you talking about?
I think because women look at their vagina as currency, you know, and just like you have to do a certain amount of things to get this, and it's like, you know, dinner and a movie, you know,
equals that should be what,
you know, or maybe 6 dinners and 6 movies,
but that's,
you know, whatever
high school
it is,
and movies and stuff, where it's like, we're adults now.
Yeah,
you like this too.
Yeah, you love this too. And that's why women that do that kind of shit will never know how sexy it is. I don't know if you've ever had a woman, I used to fuck with this when I lived in Miami, I used to fuck with this Jamaican girl. She was really quiet. She had long braids. She had smoked pot. She would come over. She was almost like catatonic, like a chill chick. She would come over. We would smoke like a blunt. We watch a little TV, and she would just ride me. And just like, it was very like she just knew how to fuck a man.
How old was she?
Oh man, this is Miami time. So I mean, she must have been like 27, probably 28. You know, might have been around the same age. I don't know, maybe, you know, yeah, probably around the same age.
She looks 40 from the coke.
But she just like, you know, just like super quiet, would come over and just ride me. And she would do that move. And very few women do this. And I always remember the ones that ride you and she reaches behind herself and massages your balls.
Balls, yes.
Because it's such a selfless act.
Yeah.
Of just like, I know my pussy's on your dick, but I want to make you feel even better.
Wow.
It's such a selfless thing. And I love that shit. And I never have asked a girl to do it because I wanted to do it
on her own.
On her own. It wouldn't be sexy if I asked her to do it. But she would just like, literally just like smoke a blunt, ride my dick, and massage my balls. And she would fucking leave. Sometimes she would bring me food over, but she would just leave after we would. I would like kind of want her to stay and hang out because yeah, I kind of liked her.
You're like, I don't want to use
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but I'm she just, was just like, she would never. She was like, no, man, I'm gonna go home. And
but that's what
yeah.
she wanted. She wanted an orgasm.
Yeah.
That's what she got.
Yeah, and it was just such a great relationship. And it's like, I think about that girl a lot more than some really? Girl that was like, you know, fucking, hey, you know, it took you 8 dates to hit this motherfucker. Like, hey, like that's not sexy.
Yeah.
That girl was sexy.
God.
You know, it's
I knew a girl like that, a Jewish girl, a comedian. She would always do that. She would reach around and do the ball tickle. And I remember texting her like a year later. I'm like, just so you know, I never forget about this.
Yeah.
That was a great
fucking It's such a real thing. And it's so rare. And I never talk about it because I never want, you know, I never want any chick to do it because it's like she read it in a Cosmo magazine, like, this will drive your man wild.
Well,
like, nah, I want you to fucking do it because you want to
yeah,
fucking massage my balls.
Not yeah. for you, not to use it on you, yeah. but to use it out there on some yeah. guy you eventually come
spread
in contact
the word.
With. Yeah, it's like...
Spread the word, man.
Yeah, I had a girl ask me once, like, well, when... Like, I was, like, talking about somebody who never gets blowjobs anymore, some married guy who never gets blowjobs. She goes, what's the right amount? I'm like, the right amount is all the time.
Yeah.
You should just go for it when you feel like going for it.
Yeah.
Because what if it's not the right time? It's like, then at very worst, the guy would be like, hey, somebody's watching.
Yeah.
Stop. But we'll still be super turned on.
Yes. Oh, my God.
We'll still be like, stop. My mom's coming in a second.
Yeah.
But then later, we're like, that was so fucking hot.
It was fucking hot. And the thing is, that's a
and
woman.
And most of the time, we're just going to let you.
Yeah. Fucking listen, ladies, you have to suck the dick. And it sounds like a hacky urban setup.
Yeah.
But you have to suck the dick because you have to realize that there's a woman out there that can get off by sucking your man's dick. And it might sound, I've dated girls that like could get off on that because some women get off on the power of just sucking a man's dick, like being in control like that.
God, yeah.
Yeah. And like, if you're a
some
chick
girls
that
do like it.
Yeah. And if you're a girl that doesn't, your blowjobs are going to act, they're going to feel like you don't want to do it. And it's not sexy. And you're competing against girls that are fucking getting, and it's just like, I'm telling you, you can hate the messenger, but there's some women out there that will fucking, if they get a hold of your man's dick, they're going to devour. Have you ever had a girl devour your dick before?
God.
Just the, where you're like, this is beautiful, but this is like almost where you almost kind of have to push her forehead back. Like, yo, like she's going, like she loves it, you know? And this might sound crude or whatever, but it's real shit. There's chicks that love that shit. And if you're a girl that doesn't love it, we're going
to
know.
But you can learn to love it.
You can learn to love it.
I had a girl once that I was, how do you say it? How do black people say it? I was messing with. What'd you say?
Talking to.
Talking to.
Yeah, talking to. Yeah.
That's such a great term.
Yeah, that's kind of like, yeah, that's a southern Midwestern term. I'm talking to this old girl down the street.
I say it's hang out with sometimes.
Yeah, like I've been hanging out with her for a couple weeks.
And like, what does that mean? Like, it means we haven't talked about whether she's my girlfriend or not.
Okay.
It means we enjoy fucking and spending time together in a romantic, sexual way.
Yeah, you know what's weird is I would never, if you told me that you were hanging out with this girl, I would think that it didn't involve sex. I would think that hanging out meant
oh, really?
Like, yeah, I would think that that meant like you were whatever, you know.
All right, but talking to, that means...
Yeah, it's like
that's not somebody you're talking to for research sake.
Nah, yeah, no, this is talking to is like, yo, you know, I'm trying to holler at this girl.
That I get. That I know.
When you're performing on stage, do you like look in the crowd and you see people on like a date and you wonder like what date number is this that this guy's taking this girl to? To like try and fuck her, because I was like, when I meet people after the show, yeah, like I kind of gauge. I always want to see, you know, because you'll meet guys that'll be like, yeah, man, you know, second time I'm out with this girl, I'm trying to get a vibe. I haven't fucked her, and then other guys will be like, yo, I just hit that shit last night. Like, guys tell you everything
to them afterwards. Well, like the girls in the bathroom.
Yeah, guys, people confess shit to you. Do people not confess shit to you after shows?
They do. Yeah.
Because if you just talked for an hour, man,
and they feel like they know you, so now it's like, well, here, you should know something about me.
Yeah, so I talked to this girl after a show one time. And she came up, I think she bought a DVD or something. She was like, she had a martini in her hand after the show. She was like, I had a rough night. And I was like, oh, what happened? And she was like, I just found out my boyfriend was gay a couple hours ago.
What?
And I was like, all right. And she and I was like, did you have any, like, ever suspect? And she was like, well, he was a pretty boy, but I never really.
No, you have to ask questions.
Yeah.
At that point.
So I'm like, yeah, okay. Like, you can't just. So, and she's like, no. She was like, he used to spend a lot of time in the mirror, but I didn't think anything of it. And I was like, word. And then she was like, and you want to know the worst part? he's a bottom. Whoa. It's like, yo.
Oh, not just like, hey, I think I'm gay. Yeah. Like, no, I've been fucking.
Yeah, I've been fucking. And I guess, like, she, so I was like, how'd you find out, or how'd everybody find out? I guess her boyfriend was fucking some dude on the side. Fuck that dude over. So that dude calls the guy on the down low's parents.
Oh.
And is like, yo, I'm fucking your son.
Wait, how come that guy didn't have to go to jail?
So, yeah, exactly. This,
what do you mean? What's
this? Like 5 years ago. That's the same shit that happened.
That's
yeah.
the same shit, because it was by a gay guy to mm-hmm. his parents, and it becomes like, okay, we don't get involved?
Well, I guess his mom told her.
Because the guy didn't commit suicide.
Yeah, that's it.
It's the same act.
It's the exact same. It's outing somebody that doesn't want to be outed. That's fucking, that's a life-changing shit.
I'm glad that guy didn't go to jail for a long time, that Indian guy.
What did you think about that?
It was weird.
It was weird.
Because they were like, you filmed your college roommate, left a webcam on, knowing he'd come, like he'd bring some guy home and they'd gay fuck.
Yeah.
And then it went out and everybody laughed at him and the guy's committed suicide. Like right away, you're like, if that was you who was the roommate, not the gay guy, but the roommate.
Right.
You'd be like, oh, I didn't mean it to go that far.
Right.
I was just trying to fuck around and like,
I'm sure this guy shit his pants when he found out that guy killed himself.
Oh yeah.
Can you imagine the feeling when you find out that dude killed himself?
Yeah.
There's no coming back from that.
Jenny Jones really. Had the same thing with her
yeah.
guest. But that's pretty much the end of her show, right?
Yeah, I think her show was gone in like 6 months after that.
Like, and it was like, I didn't intend that. And you can't be like, I'm in the right here. You're not in the right. You're just not as wrong as everyone's making you out to
right.
be. So you're like, that same guy in college too, he's like, he's not trying to justify his actions in any way. He's just saying, don't let the punishment be too harsh.
I think the other side of that coin is when you deliberately commit to committing a mean-spirited act.
Yeah.
Like, that's just fucking mean.
It was mean. It was
you know,
mean.
It was a mean thing. It'd be like,
What if his roommate was fat or hooking up with a fat chick? And so you're laughing at him because, aha, look at you hooking up with fatty.
Do you think it matters at that point? I think now.
It might be just as embarrassing.
Yeah, it's just as embarrassing. And it's like.
Not if you're in the closet, I guess.
Yeah, because if you come out and it's like, Ari Shaffir is now gay.
Yeah.
Now you've got to talk. You've got to have serious conversations with the people around your ex-girlfriends who will be like, why'd you waste my time for years? You know, like.
I feel bad for those girls.
Yeah, it's a life-changing fucking thing. And some people are not ready for that.
And they just want to avoid for
some people
longer.
Will never be ready for. Yeah. And it's just like for you to force that on somebody is some heavy shit.
Yeah.
You know,
especially worse if the gay guy did it to his ex-lover or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you know what it's like to come out. You're going to force somebody else to come out because you're not ready in the same schedule they are.
Yeah. It's really fucking
but
crazy.
Still, you can't go to jail for fucking years.
Yeah, it's like, so what do you do? Like, what's the punishment? What's the punishment for being a dick?
They gave him 30 days or something?
30, and I think he only did like 13 of them.
To me, it shouldn't really matter what the result of the crime is. It's what the intention should be. Like, when Shaq swung at, I think, Brad Miller.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
He missed him.
Yeah.
Brad Miller was walking away, and Shaq just took a full swing at his head, and luckily Brad Miller took an extra step, and he just whiffed. He got, like,
I'm sure he must have felt that, though, you know?
He just, like, and he was like
what the
oh, and then when he sees Shaq on the through swing, he realized, like, how close was I to brain damage?
Yeah.
But to me, even if he connects and knocks and ends Brad Miller's career, that punishment should be the same. He tried to swing and punch the guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It
shouldn't
matter.
No matter what happens,
how strong his skull bone is.
Right. Well, I mean that does happen. There was a you don't call him minor league, but
CBA?
There was a guy playing over there in Europe, some college basketball player playing in Germany or something, trying to walk out of the bar with this white woman. Somebody said something to him, punched him, and he fell back and hit his head on a fire hydrant or something.
Oh, right, like that.
And fucking died. The guy died, and so I think the guy that hit him. Got 5 years. But
really?
It's like, yeah, but it's like, what do you do?
Just a punch, man.
Yeah, it's just like.
I mean, what's a crime for a punch? Give me the maximum for that. But
yeah.
Not.
But I think that's built in there. It's just like, once you punch somebody, whatever the results of that is.
You're opening the door?
You're open to that. That's now.
See, I get that for like driving drunk or shooting randomly into like, you know, just a 90-degree angle to the ground, just shooting a gun. Well, it's like, hey, that could easily happen. Well, you'll shoot somebody. You have to be aware of that. But a punch, that's like, what? And you killed somebody? That's an amazing thing. If you tell me somebody who's like had 8 beers, got behind the wheel and killed somebody. Like, yeah, that could happen.
Yeah.
But if you told me you punched somebody and they died, that'd be an amazing story.
You know what I mean? It really would be a fucking dope ass
story. So that shouldn't be. Right,
yeah.
That shouldn't be any, that shouldn't be a harsher crime, I don't think. Man. I don't know.
What'd you do you think the guilt? Because remember that guy, Dante Stallworth, that killed that guy in Miami. He,
he's a football player?
Yeah, he's a wide receiver for, who's he play for now? I know he played for the Browns for a little while. He played for,
For the Browns.
I think he played for the Patriots for a little while. And he was coming, you know, out of Miami Beach, 5 o'clock in the morning after a party, you know, some party somebody's throwing. And some, I think the guy literally was a janitor, like getting off third shift.
Yeah.
Crossed the causeway, is kind of like a bridge leading to Miami Beach. Crossed it illegally at like 5:10 in the morning.
Yeah.
And he fucking mowed this dude the fuck down. Now, this dude was out of crosswalk, but killed him. And
he was out of crosswalk?
He wasn't in a crosswalk, right. Yeah. And I think Dante only got like 30 days.
In jail.
Yeah. But I mean, he compensated the guy's family.
And he was drunk?
He was drunk, but he was like, you could tell that they didn't say this, but they were like, he was technically drunk, but he wasn't. It was like,
wasn't super impaired.
Yeah, it was like if you were at a party 2 hours ago, like technically you probably still had
some
three shots in you. But yeah, so he was like, it was like 5 a.m. when he killed this guy. So I don't know, but it was. And the thing is, he didn't run, and I think that was a big deal. He stayed.
Did not run.
Yeah, he stayed on the scene. A lot of people fucking dip, dog.
Yeah, and then they like assume the worst.
Once you leave, it's over. Yeah.
Really?
It's over. Yeah. When you leave the scene of a crime that you did some shady shit, I think that cops are going to handle you one of two ways. They're like, look, fucked up shit happens. It's going to be unpleasant, but we can do this. Or something fucked up happened. You ran or tried to cover it up or lied or tried to hide something, hide a gun, something.
And
once they catch you doing some shady shit, it's like you're done forever.
They should, because that sets an example for everybody else. It was like, don't run. You don't run. They're like, it'll be worse. We had this guy, Angelo Bowers. I don't know if you know him, this comedian. He died. He got in a car accident. But the guy had hit a cab first, then turned around, tried to run away because he's a drunk driver, and then plowed into Angelo and Josh and killed him. But part of me is like, fucking just stay. But then a part of me is like, I think that cab driver ended up dying also.
What?
So part of me is like, no, you really should run. I mean, if you drunk drive and kill somebody, really, your only hope here is to sober up afterwards and fucking get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
And hopefully you can live the rest of your life not in jail.
Yeah. Cause that's,
but then you run the risk of killing some other guy.
That's right. It's just like, I always think, like, you know, and I don't know if you've ever done gigs up in Montana or Alaska or anything.
Alaska once.
But, like, when you see those smaller towns, like, not, you know, like a town 3.5 hours outside of
Anchorage, is pretty small.
Yeah.
Anchorage
3.5 hours out of Anchorage. Like, if you live in a town up there, I always feel like, how many guys up there killed somebody?
Or like have killed somebody?
Yeah, or like did something. Because I feel like if you're living in a remote area, some people just want to be off the grid.
They say that about Alaska. A lot of people there are either running away from a jealous ex, like a jealous somebody, you fucked somebody's wife, or you murdered somebody, and the law can't quite get you in Alaska.
Yeah, it's like a random, like it's almost like a, like a random outpost.
It's
like
frontier.
It's not even attached to the country. Yeah. It's just like, hey, if you want to be left alone, just go up here. No one's going to say shit.
You can be gone for like 3-4 weeks, 2 months. No one will know. No one will say a word. You're like, oh, you're out in your cabin, I guess.
Yeah, it's a different kind of living, I think, where you just, you know, like I have my cabin. I get groceries for the month.
Yeah, exactly.
And I met this girl on a flight one time, and she showed me on a map. She lived in like a random remote part of Vermont, and I was like, well, what do you mean remote? And she was like, well, I have to get my own drinking water. And she showed me on her phone, like she literally just had like a big circular tent in the middle of nowhere. And I was like, well, how do you get mail? And she was like, well, there's a mail outpost, and they just put all the mail in a bin, and people just sort through it. Like, that's how
did you get your own mail?
You get your own mail. She was like, there's no one. She was like, there's nobody within 30 miles of her
there's
in
no
any
post
direction.
Office.
Yeah, there's no. Yeah, wow. There's no. You know, she had a generator to make. And it's like there are people that live. And she said she walks around naked her property. There's nothing out there but foxes and
wow.
Yeah, and
walks around naked, just puts shoes on and goes.
Yeah,
out.
Just fucking walks around. There's not. There's no one.
It's like why? Why are we using underwear today?
Yeah, just fucking go down to the, and just like to live your life like that. Like today,
it must
I have
be freeing.
You got no bills. You also have no health insurance, but you have no bills. Maybe your cell phone, which I don't know how she paid.
She have a cell phone?
Yeah, she showed me on her phone, like all her pictures.
I mean, did she have a job? Did she make money off the internet or something?
I don't know. No, I didn't think so. I didn't get that at all. But she wasn't like a savage. I mean, she was like a regular chick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But she just like, I think some people.
Being alone.
Yeah. And I was with Bobcat.
There's pros and cons to that.
What's that?
There's pros and cons of that, I
yeah.
guess.
Yeah, but could you see yourself getting down like that for like a year?
Not a year.
A year's a long time.
Although, if it came down to it, like if it didn't have stand-up, if stand-up was done, they're like, all right, we're all just agreed we're not going to hire you ever again.
Yeah.
Then that wouldn't be bad. I like being by myself.
Now, let me ask you this, because I would love to hear your thoughts on this.
Some internet?
I haven't even thought about this, but like when you go to comedy clubs and you look at the comics on the wall,
uh-huh.
and you're like, that dude's definitely not in the business anymore. That guy's not
uh-huh.
in the business.
Yeah.
What do you think happens where you're out of the business? Like, what do you think? What's
two things. Uh-huh. One, it's either become a writer or uh-huh. producer, getting to the other side. Like, one or two things took off as you're still doing comedy. Then you realize you can't do both. So you got to put it away while you're working this movie for 2 months, and you just never get back to it.
Right.
So that's the sort of the winner's way out.
That's the winner's, yeah.
I'm an actor. A uh-huh. lot of people do that. Jim Carrey doesn't do stand-up anymore.
Right.
But nobody thinks, like,
should yeah, still be done, doing stand-up. Huh? Yeah.
But I just talked about Rogan with this. We talked about somebody who doesn't do stand-up anymore, and we both were, like, sort of on our own, shaking our heads. And we're like, why do we look at it as that bad? Like, it's a death.
Yeah.
Death in the family. It's like, oh yeah, he doesn't do it anymore.
Yeah. One of my homies doesn't do it anymore. He's
really?
One of the guys that got me into it.
Yeah.
And he just like got really into producing and writing his own stuff and pitching scripts.
So he does that.
Yeah, he's a writer now.
That's
and he loves
way
it.
Out.
You know, yeah.
But I get it too, because if you look at comedy clubs, it's a young person's world.
Yeah.
Comedy club audiences are between, you know, 25 and 40, really.
Right.
And they relate to people in that same age, too. And you get a couple people that are older. Brian Regan's a little older.
Yeah.
People get a little older and still do it, but they've made names for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, it's like, if I ever got somebody pregnant, I'm like, that might be I could see that being the end.
Yeah.
Can't afford to go do stand-up at night when I need you here to fucking change this baby.
Yeah. It gets real, son. Kids change everything, dude.
God.
No one tells you. Like
and I still risk it sometimes without a condom.
Do you really?
Sometimes. If the girl seems safe to me, like disease-wise,
yeah.
and if I talk to her about kids and she's like, no, I don't want any.
Yeah.
I have the talk now.
Do you really?
Because I'm like, I've seen too many of my friends get fucked up in something.
Yeah.
So I have the talk. It's like...
Would you be completely pissed off if you got somebody pregnant?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yes.
Pissed off.
Yeah. Oh, so mad.
Yeah.
No, not just pissed off. Like, I got somebody pregnant once.
Yeah.
But this was... I mean, this was... 8 years ago, maybe.
Right. And what was her stance on it?
She was deciding.
Yeah.
She took like a month to decide. Her wow. roommate, Asi, this girl was like on my side.
Yeah.
She was like, no, she's got to get rid of this. I'm like, well, keep talking to her.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
But she was young. She was 20.
Oh, my God.
So she was like, this is a big moment. And I did. I was like, glad once she decided to get rid of it, that she had taken some time to think about it.
Right.
Because I didn't want her to be like, oh, yeah, probably I'll just knock it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it again. A couple portions a month.
Yeah, because you got to get it quick because, like, once they feel a kick or anything.
Then the chemicals start to change.
It's over.
In your head. Well, you've seen it.
Yes.
Were you married to your girl when you got her pregnant?
Yes.
And
wait, so, no. I wasn't. We were engaged. We were. Okay. We already had the date set and everything.
So that's not what made you, like, get to get.
No.
Okay. So you saw her, like, physically change.
Yeah.
And chemically change her mind.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It's going through like a metamorphosis.
And then you go from like, hey, we were just casual people fucking to you're the guy that's trying to kill my baby. Mm. You know? And once that mentality locks in, you're done. Now she's not answering your phone calls.
Yeah, I didn't want to scream at her and have her like have it to spite me.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what you don't want.
But like we had just broken up like 3 weeks before.
Oh my God.
We were just fucking once in a while.
You dodged a cannonball.
Oh, absolutely.
Whole life would have been different, man.
Yeah, I was probably 28, 29.
Your whole life.
Yeah.
How did you and her get along?
We got along pretty well, and then it was like I was starting to feel trapped, and so I was like, I think I want to break up. And then she was real cool about it, and she was like, well, can we still go to the movie we were going to go to tonight?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Like, that's a cool way, because you know when you break up with somebody, you're so worried.
Right.
In some ways, it's easier to get dumped. I mean, it's more heartbreaking, and you fucking cry for 2 months and act like a bitch.
Yeah.
But some
that's
ways,
how
it's
it should
like,
be if you genuinely care about somebody's feelings. You know, you're just going to be fucked up when you know you got to break up with them.
Yeah,
it's
and
gonna
it
hurt
feels
you.
So hard,
yeah,
to have to rip that bandaid off someone else.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this to you. I still sort of like you.
Yeah.
I don't hate everything about you.
Are you just
you.
Direct to the moment when you break up?
I've done it so rarely. No, it takes me a while. I have to get the courage up.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes months.
Really?
But this one was like a week or two where I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want to just be trapped like this.
You think she felt that?
Maybe. But yeah, once I said, like, I don't, because she didn't want to start dating in the first place, but then we did.
Right.
But then once I said that and was like, can we see the movie? Then was like, then we could, like, we kept sort of dating, but just dating.
Yeah.
And then there was no pressure. I'm like, I know I can get out of this.
Right.
So I can just enjoy this because getting out of it won't be hard.
Yeah.
So if it gets more, like, deep, it's okay.
You can be like, hey, I already told you. Yeah.
That's fine. And then she got pregnant in that time, and it was like, fuck. But wow. I'll tell you this. I had real thoughts of murdering her.
Wow.
Legitimate thoughts.
You really don't want a kid.
How I'll get it done.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that football player did that shit 10 years ago about, remember that guy? What was his fucking name? The guy that had his girl shot, and then he was on the run. He played for the Panthers.
Oh.
Forgot what his fucking name was. But yeah, dude, some chick, some...
There was a guy in Boston, too, who blamed it on Mexican-looking people,
yep.
Latino-looking
people.
That
was the worst.
Shot himself in the belly, threw his gun over the edge,
ugh,
and passed out. And they were just on this manhunt for an ethnic person. What did they say, black, or did they say he said, Latino?
I think he said black in Boston. They were already like, we got it.
Boston's the most racist city in the country, I've heard.
It is.
Of northern cities.
I don't think it's even a... And I lived in Providence, Rhode Island for a while, so I used to go to Boston a lot.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. I just realized we did 45 minutes of intro to the topic that I'm about to get to. So we're going to cut that and make it a special episode. So we're just going to come right back into it. But I'm going to say thank you, Al Jackson.
Yo, appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me, Doug.
And do you have a Twitter or anything?
Oh, yeah, just hit me up at Al Jackson Comedy on Twitter.
You got one of the bad ones.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking Al Jackson's taken.
And Al Jackson has zero tweets, zero whatever. He just is sitting there. There's nothing.
Have you written to him and say, can I please have this?
No, should I just do that?
Oh, absolutely. We have this podcast, a sports podcast, me, Tebow, and Tripoli.
Uh-huh.
You know Sam Tripoli?
No. That's like I know of him.
He'd be your style of comedy that you'd like. But like, we have this sport, and we decided to name it Punch Drunk. And then I went to see if there was one, and some guy who hadn't written a tweet in fucking 8 months.
Yeah.
Had some like theater group. And I just reached out. I was like, hey, dude, I'm starting this podcast. I'm a comedian. And we call it Punch Drunk. Do you think there's any way? And we would have gotten Punch Drunk Sports or Punch Drunk, and it's something after that. But it would be nice just that Punch Drunk.
Yeah.
And he was like, sure, man. That'd be totally cool. I don't use that anymore.
Wow.
And I was like, thank you. If you ever want tickets to my show, I'll hook you up with that. But it was like, that's cool of you. Instead
that's
of
really
like
cool.
demanding money for this thing you don't use.
It's annoying. People suck.
Yeah.
So I think somebody just went around and scooped up all the Al Jacksons because it's like.
Because it was him.
This guy got everything, dog.
Joe Rogan can't get JoeRogan.com because some real estate guy in Idaho has it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And he wanted all this money for it. And at first I was like, that's bullshit. And then Joe was like, well, you have to understand he's built up a business. Saying Joe Rogan Realty.
Yeah.
And he has JoeRogan.com. He does business off that site.
Yeah.
Just because I'm the more famous Joe Rogan doesn't mean,
yeah,
you know, he doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, that'd be harder for him to recover from losing JoeRogan.com. Yeah,
exactly. But the guy's cool. Like, every time he gets a letter for, like, hey, man, he'll, like, forward it to Rogan.
Yeah.
He has his email address. We'll just forward it on to him. He's like, I think this one's you. They're talking about marijuana.
Really?
Yeah. Just a straight-laced guy. So Al Jackson Comedy?
Yeah, man. All my shit's on there. Facebook, all that shit. Yeah. Al Jackson Live. Check it out.
Another shitty one.
.com. Al Jackson Live. It's always going to be me doing something about Al Jackson doing it big.
The dope show.
Al Jackson on fire.